Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Temperatures this week will be the coldest we have seen in several years. We will likely see some single-digit wind chills as well as winter precipitation of some kind starting tomorrow night through Thursday. The exact impacts of the two storm systems remain to be seen. Our meteorologist Christopher Cawley breaks it down on the weather blog at ColumbusCountyNews.com and on our Facebook page. Remember to bundle up. Make sure you check your pipes and pump house lights and be sure your pets are prepared for these cold temperatures. In other news, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office is investigating a drive-by shooting along Peacock Road that occurred Saturday night. A teenager sustained non-life-threatening injuries. We have reached out to the Sheriff's Office for more on this story. The Burger King on South J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville sustained major damage during an early morning fire on Friday. The morning shift noticed smoke and called 911. Damage extended into the ceiling hood system and throughout the building. The restaurant will be closed while repairs are made. A mother and son drug business was broken up by a joint effort between Chabron Police and the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. Loretta Brunson and her son Gary Robinson were arrested in the early morning hours this past Wednesday after a months-long investigation. Investigators found cocaine, opioids, firearms, and other contraband in the home on Jackson Street. Brunson was held without bond. Robinson's bond is set at $100,000 after a first appearance. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Commissioners Tuesday will hear a request to transfer 911 operations under the Sheriff's Office. The request comes after several fire chiefs asked the Sheriff's Office to take over the department, citing problems with leadership. David Ransom was recently demoted from Emergency Management Director to be in charge of communications for the county. With these cold temperatures continuing this week, the warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper are needed. Call 910-918-4531 for more information. A reminder that today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which means all government offices, schools, and banks are closed. And ColumbusCountyNews.com is in the process of migrating to our new internet server and will be offline for periods of time early this week. Your traffic broke our server, and we thank you for that. Meanwhile, you can continue to catch breaking news and the updated weather coverage via our social media platforms and subscribe to our free daily newsletter for the first news first thing in the morning every day. We appreciate your loyalty and your help making Columbus County News a success. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.